Hello, am I ready to start?
You are.
Awesome, thank you. Hi, good afternoon, Chair Munoz and members of the board. My name is Bella or Isabella Wash, and I am a student at Pacifica Christian High School. I'm also a resident of Los Angeles County, specifically Mar Vista, and I've lived in Mar Vista my entire life. Growing up in Mar Vista means I've been about 15 minutes away from the beach since I've been born, which has been amazing, and I've been granted the privilege and honor of being able to have the beach being such a large part of my upbringing and childhood. So that's just been amazing. And I just kind of wanted to acknowledge that as I got older, I stopped going to the beach, not because it was getting dirtier, but because as I gained awareness, I was noticing it more. So as it was something that deeply affected me in my childhood, it's something that I had just decided to do extensive research on and has become a part of my passion, kind of what I'm working towards in terms of giving back to what made me me. So as you know and have heard a billion times, stormwater is the leading cause of pollution currently. So if we want to ensure clean water for everyone, not me, but all of the kids who I want to be able to enjoy the beach and all of the people in Los Angeles County, and simply everyone deserves clean water, as you know, why you're on the board. We simply need to reduce the stormwater pollution, and the MS4 permit will get us there. A big part of the MS4 permit that I believe in is reinvesting into the frontline communities that have been such a big part of the foundation that we've been living on in this coronavirus time. I know a lot of the comments that I've been hearing have been about feasibility and economics of the whole thing, especially during this uncertain time, which is very important, which I think is why we should really be focusing on the people and about the community, and especially what you just said about the homelessness situation right now. I think it's really important to think about the people that we're surrounded by rather than kind of the more broad big issues, and focus on our neighbors and our friends and our family. So that's just something that I think is really important when it comes to going through the terms of this permit. The permit needs to ensure fines for non-compliance are directed to projects towards the impacted communities. I've been hearing a lot about moving towards racial equity, and of course moving away from environmental racism is the goal. So I think being able to change the permit, or not change the permit, but make sure the permit is in a way where we're affecting everyone in the way that is best for each and every one of us, I guess, is what I'm advocating for. So thank you for your time, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Mrs. Isabella? Well,
I don't have a question. Seth, please get her contact information. I want to be able to contact her after this, but I just want to
thank you so much.
Wow, you are a breath of fresh air. Thank you so much. Yeah. How did you find out about this meeting?
I work with Heal the Bay. So I lead the Heal the Bay Club at my school. So technically I'm representing Pacifica Christian High Heal the Bay Club. But yeah, they've been a lot of help in just telling me about policies and educating me. So they're a large part of what brought me here. So thank them.
Wonderful. You're an inspiration. Please keep it up. Thank you so much.
Yes, exactly. So nice to, it's always so good to hear from the younger generation is going to save all the ills and craziness that my generation did. So, you know, it's so wonderful to hear you speak up and speak out and to enlighten us and actually to make us feel that someone's there, a generation that really cares. I work with a group of students from Venice High School along the Biona Creek. So I want to connect you two with them. So thank you so much.
That would be amazing. Yes. Thank you for acknowledging me. That really warmed my heart. So thank you.
Of course. Okay. Thank you so much. Ms. Pretty is.